Chapter 5.
Once clear of the bay, Cole swam even harder. Misty rain roughed the water as waves washed over his head. When he stopped to rest, his breath came in ragged gasps. His numb limbs felt wooden and stiff. Moving awkwardly as if disconnected from his body, Cole turned to look back. At first, his mind rejected what he saw. He was still at the mouth of the bay. He shook his head to clear the illusion, but it was no illusion. This was the same spot he had been at 1,000 strokes earlier. But how could it be? The wind and waves hadn't been that strong, yet even as he struggled to tread water with his numb limbs, he found himself drifting back toward the shoreline. In that instant, Cole realized his mistake. His anger had so clouded his thinking he hadn't considered the incoming tide. With every stroke forward, a giant invisible hand had pushed him 2 strokes backward into the bay, returning him toward the shore. A sharp cramp gripped Cole's leg, then his other leg started cramping. He gasped for breath and panicked. He had to make it back to land. Any land. Frantically, he flailed at the water. Struggling did little to affect Cole's movement, but on the incoming tide, he steadily drifted closer to shore. He fought only to keep his head above water. When the rocky bottom bumped against his feet, he kept thrashing his lifeless limbs. Again and again, his feet struck the rocky bottom, and pain shot up his legs. Finally, he quit fighting and let the waves push his body into shallow water. A wave broke over his head, and he came up gagging and spitting salt water. He tried to lift himself, but his arms collapsed. Finally, using only his elbows, he squirmed and crawled his way over the slippery rocks and up onto the grassy ground above the tide line. There, he lay spent and shivering, his body bruised, his cold skull throbbing in rhythm with his heartbeat. Cole had lost all track of time and struggled to think. All he could conjure up were fleeting notions. He couldn't stand up. He needed warmth. It was almost dark. He felt pain. One thought repeated. He needed warmth. He knew there was no warmth, and yet he remembered flames. Where were the flames? He had to find them.